Today's lunch, my initials, time, Lish, Mishnah, you might send the Neil Rifka, as my shares, very strong, Nach, where my shares, Tos for Shalem, a high, my shame, and Melka, and it's been Sarmi, and Bracha, by Sarah Melka, Matrizak, Ben Fagel Dino, and a schuss for all those in and around protecting Eretz Yisrael. We are holding Simon Reish Ches, and we are up to Sif Hey. Says the Mechaber Sif Hey, Kemach, if you just eat plain flour, Afila Shachitim, even if it's made from wheat. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why, but if you're just eating, you didn't toast them, you didn't do anything with them, you just took flour and you're eating the flour, that is a shahak with a bayrei nefashis. Loishna nitchan dak dak, doesn't make a difference if they were very finely ground, which is certainly, as the Mishnah Berurah will say, not the normal way of eating it. Loishna nitchan ksas, it's not so finely ground up. Vadayin yesh bei tam shel chitim, it's still sort of whole wheat that tastes a little bit like chitim. Loishna kemach shokloyes, doesn't make a difference if you toasted the wheat kernels and then you ground it up. All these cases a shahako and afterwards a bar nefashis. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Obviously not very practical, but some of these could apply to other shilas that we have. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu shachitim, the chashivi. Now even, why is that afilu shachitim? Even though wheat, which is the most chashiv of the all chameshes, still, it's only shahak of a kolshkin, and certainly kemach shel sayur. Remember, even regular pizza sayurim, some of the sheet is held was a shahakal. Certainly, the flour of sayurim, barley flour, would be a shahakal. Varachal shahakal. The after achal is achitik shubayin. Even though we said that when we're eating the wheat kernels when they are whole, brichas a bayur piyadam, it's a bayur piyadam. Ketan al besif dalad, as we said in sif dalad. Ha'achal over here came it shenishtana achitik shenitchan. Since it got downgraded, so to speak. It became flour. Oime, now what's it ready for? Oime, l'salas v'lasem any pas. And now it's no longer a, so to speak, a pre-adama. It is something that was changed from a fruit into flour intended to go become bread or cake. The koydum was a yotze mechal pri. It leaves the category of a pri, so it's no longer adama. Ulederech achilasa, a normal way of eating, a loiba, it has not reached. It did not become something normal way of eating it. Therefore, it's no longer a pri. It's not a normal way of eating it, so it becomes a shahaka. Dak dak, even if it was ground fine, right? Saloima. Dezein etoiv hakemach lachila klal kashulchai. That certainly is really not very tasty. Ubevadein mevarach rak shakel. Of course, you only make a shahaka. Mishum ktsasa. No, this slave is a. You still have, obviously, you're eating it, you get some hana, you get some satisfaction from eating it, and it's also lahanis by the mazeh without a bracha. Therefore, you have to make a shahakal. But afilu hachi brachaser, afilu nitcha rak tzas, even if it was only ground a little bit, so it's still sort of piecey. So maybe now it's closer to what we learned yesterday that it's considered a priya hadama. No, it is afilu hachi brachaser rak shahakal, it's a shahakal, and a bar nefashis afterwards if you ate a shear. Okay, now let's go to Sivav. Kemach shel echod mechameshes minei dagen. If you take flour from one of the five minim of the chameshes minei dagen, right? So we said the wheat. What was it? Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Right. So any one of these five per sheshlaker that you cooked it. What does that mean? So the Rama tells us perish bishle harba. You cook it for a very long time. The irvay b'mayim, you mix it with water, or b'shamashkin with other kinds of liquids. Imhaya ova kadesh yeroi lachila. If it becomes thick, so it's like a porridge that you're eating, ulasayin to swallow it. Perish litchanos of a pet, sort of becomes chewable. Mevarach by Ramina mezainis, because now it is no longer just flour. Now it is a food, and it's a mezainis. V'acharav alamichya. This would similar be to if you made a hot cereal that the base was one of the chameshes min hadagen. V'acharav alamichya, and afterwards you make an alamichya. V'im hayarach, however, it's very loose. Kedei sheyei roi l'shtiya, that it's like a drink, right? So if you took one of these hot cereals and you went ahead and you put a lot of milk in it, so it's very liquidy, it's a drink. Then when varachal of shahako v'achar burn the fashion, then you make a shahako and burn the fashion. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah will explain all this. Lasoi laf dafka, doesn't have to be that you actually have to be able to chew it. Tafila ain't a kol af kolkach, not so thick. Kemishayin a rach, jiroi rak l'shtia. If it's no longer, once it leaves drink status, it's not something you're going to drink, it's something you're going to eat, then it becomes a mezainis. Varachal of burn mezainis. Shahako, the kevin shamayim rabim, since there's a lot of water, so that was the second case. that you mixed a lot of water with this. You cooked it for a long time, but it has a large amount of water, so it's very liquidy. It's only right for drinking. And it's not a food. You make a shahakal. All this that we just said, that if I took flour and I mixed it with a large amount of a liquid, so much so that it's a drink, not a something that you eat, then it's a shackle. Aber oyse tafshel mimine greifen, shenasem chemeshes mine dagen. So what is greifen? Is grease, which I think is grits, that kind of. It's made from the chamesh. It was made from barley and from spelt. You split each one of the kernels. Becomes like a soup. Ain't a grayfin. So this that we said that it's a shahakol, that is when the flour is not noticeable. All you see is a liquid. But when I go ahead and I take the spelt or barley and they're chopped up a little bit, and now I mix it into and I cook it with this liquid and it becomes like a soup, then you got a problem. Then it's not bottle. You have to make a mezonos. When we call makam, like bottle again. So now here we got a problem. So I make a soup that has some barley in it, a little bit of barley, not where it's a large amount of barley, like a cholent, or you took a very thick mushroom barley soup that has a lot of barley in it. You have a soup, and you know, I just we mentioned this the other day. You take a water minestrone soup, which is mostly liquid and some vegetables, and there was a little bit of some macaronis in there, some pasta in there. So it's on one hand, you have the pasta is not bottled because it's a mezainis. On the other hand, so in that case, it would be there was a question of habdama and a mezainis. Over here, you have the liquid, and you have either these kernels in there that have cooked for a long time. So you have barley that's cooked for a long time, but it's just a little bit in there. So on one hand, the barley cannot be bottled, that's a mezainis. On the other hand, is the liquid bottled to the mezainis or not? The liquid is a very large amount. So it's not a drink because I have these pieces in it. On the other hand, it's a very small amount of pieces in it and I have this liquid. So what happens over here? I definitely have to make a mezainis on the kernels that are in there. But maybe the water is not bottled to the barley. The ikra is to drink this soup. I have to make a shahakal. Okay, so what should you do in such a case? You first make a shahakal on the liquid, and then make the bracha on the mezainis. Now, that's the Magen Avraham. So he says, make a shahakal on the liquid, and since that pot is the liquid, and you still have to make a mezainis. However, no. Don't make on the liquid, okay? Make it on something else, and then eat the mezainis. Now, why? Just so you understand why is because if you say the liquid is bottled to the barley, so now I only have one dish here. So if I only have one dish and I made a shahakal on it, the shahakal would really potter everything. So why am I making mezainis afterwards? If I make the mezainis first and it's one dish, then it's potter the shahakal. If it's two things, I say I have the liquid and the mezainis, then I have to make two brachas. So when you have this kind of soup, what the chayyadim saying is better take a drink, make a shahakal on that. Take out some of the barley or kernels or pasta that's in there and make a mezainis on that, and then you satisfy all the problems. Which is buckwheat, I think, or some other kind of thing. It's certainly mevatel. Over here, the problem is that we have mezainis, and mezainis is almost never mevatel to the item. So let me just sum this up because it's a little bit confusing. Let me just sum up what I just said. So you have we said already, if you have a soup that has from chameshes min hadagim in there, and it's sticky together, the chameshes min hadagim, and there's a lot of it, and pretty much most of the spoonfuls you take is going to have that chameshes min hadagim. So you have a minestrone soup that has a lot of pasta in it, then it's a mezainis, and you're done. Right? You have a soup that has a lot of vegetables in it, no mezainis, it's a bari pri adama. But when you have a soup that either has no vegetables, just has liquid, but the mezainis it has is very little. It has some pieces of this mezainis in it. It's floating around. So on one hand, it's very liquidy, like a drink. On the other hand, it has pieces. That's where you run into a problem. And there, the best solution is to make two separate brachas. Make a shahakal on something else. According to the Magen Avraham, you can make a shahakal on the liquid of the soup, but according to Chayei Adam, better to make a shahakal on something else, and then take out those few pieces of pasta or whatever kind of wheat kernel is in there and make a mezainis on that, and then you solve all your problems. If the small amount of pieces you have in there is not, let's say you have a vegetable soup that only has very few small pieces of vegetables, so it's be'ikr liquid, there, you don't have a problem, because there, the small vegetables are mevatel to the soup. Because remember, it's only the mezainis that you have a hard time being mevatel. The liquid, you don't have a liquid non-mezainis, you don't have a problem. You can say that it is mevatel. Okay, let's start with Siv Zayin over here. Kaisa, somebody who eats, chews raw, generally. As so iris, rice. Okay, so some say iris is rice, some say iris is millet, but if you eat it raw, mevarachal of bayir pri adama v'achkach v'achah bayir nefashes, I don't think that would really apply today because it's not our derech to eat it, so l'chara it would be a shakel. V'im bishloi, if you cooked it, haga atchen esmaich, that you cooked it for a long time till it became soft, oy shetchana, you ground it up, also many pas, you made some sort of rice bread out of it, mevarachal of bayir minu mezoinis v'achah bayir nefashes. So now, our famous halacha, we all knew this. When it comes to rice, according to Mechaber, raw rice or millet, depending what it is a hadama. I don't think we would make hadama on it because we don't really eat it that way. Although puff rice we do, so that would be a separate discussion. But once you cook it, it becomes a mezainis. However, the bracha achrayin is not a alamithia, the baruch achrayna is a bar nefashos. Let's see the mishnah berurah kaisis. What does that mean? Perish achol kshucha. You eat it when it's raw. Ha'iris is rice. Doichin is hearse, which is millet. L'shain askenaz. V'yesh v'par. Some say the other way around. Now came machmir and the loyachlan kshesachel toichasuda. There are those who, because there's a question, the mechaber only says this halacha by iris, but is iris rice or is iris millet? So since there's a question, some say we don't know which is the one that should be a mezainis. Well, my say our minig is by rice we make a mezainis. Oy yivarech leim shahak amach masafik. B'lechem chamudus kasev the sugin the alma iris is rice, toichen is hertz, and as we learn it. Chay mochach from birka yoysa, mati yudu, chay mitzas from maise rabbi, and hanuk sa grod, the iris he rice, and b'varech leim barim in a mezainis. The way we're knowing that iris means rice, and that's the one that is a mezainis. Achin esmach, if you cooked it until it became very mushy. Hey, now, fill in the smach, tzasei de bisho, as long as it became soft a little bit through the cooking. Av chadayim shleimim mevarach bayir pi adama. The efshe da fill in rakusa klipas ha'oris kamoi bishalanu, even if you just took off the shell, gam ke la mikra shleimim mevarach leim bayir min mezainis, and kamak and berach bayir pi adama, mishim ashra sham di yaitza. He's saying over there that if you only took off the shell, that would not be considered shleim anymore. Even if you didn't cook, it would be a mezainis. Again, I don't think anybody eats raw rice. Then we said if you make rice, vuadin tafshel, doesn't just be rice. It can be any cooked object that you made from it. Then, what's this place? Mevarach al barim mezainis. The pashaloi a tafshel mezbiya v'soyet alayt k'mayich me'ayish me'a dagan. Why is rice a mezainis? Because lamaisa has something very similar to chameshes mina dagan, that it is sayedas alev. It fills you up. It satisfies you. But adif mishak kitni is, it's not like any other beans or legumes. Mikol makom lechashuv pask shalay kalechem. It's not considered like bread. Gomer chameshes mina dagan levarach hamaitzi. Afterwards, we make a bar in the fashos rabbis the birchas amos and brachos and shalosh ain el bechamishes minim nechashivason. So the bracha mezainis is, think about the taich of the words. It's mazin. It satisfies me. It's sayed. That's bar in minim mezainis. Rice is sayed. Rice is mazin. And therefore, you make a bar in minim mezainis. However, the alamichya and the birchas amazon, that is only on chameshes minim dagen. Anything that's not chameshes mina dagan never has alamichya and never has birchas hamazon. Okay, we'll stop over here in a little sif zayin, and we will, amitz Hashem, continue tomorrow.